Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, 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 thank you. Father God, thank you that we woke up this morning with our minds steadfast on thee. And Father, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We ask that you would forgive us. We ask that you would cleanse us, Father. And thank you for washing us white as snow. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day. Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you for our services here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we ask that you would bless and anoint our presenter as she presents on today. And we thank you for the precious word that will never, ever, ever return into you void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day, and now we commit it back into your hands, your mighty hands, your blessed hands, your glorious hands, that you will unfold it any way you want it to go. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. I am your host on this beautiful morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. If this is your first time with us here on our morning platform, well, indeed, we greet you in the name of the Lord, and we encourage you, amen, that you have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no distance, amen, in the spirit, hallelujah, you have come to the right place. We also want to encourage you that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we are celebrating 12 years in about 3 months. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and to God be all the honor. All of our services can be found on our archives. amen, at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. Amen and amen. We're still talking on the theme of love, and I don't know about you, amen, but even myself, I tell you, it's been such a blessing to go a little bit deeper into agape love, a little bit deeper, and to begin to think like God thinks. What did he have in mind when he shared himself with us? Amen. Because God is love. Amen. So let's talk real love. Today is part number 15. Amen. And we thank God for an opportunity to serve. Amen. So we pray that you have your Bibles, you have your pencils, your notebooks, your pads, jot down some thoughts as our presenter presents. And I'm telling you, she is a special woman. We want to thank God, amen, for this young lady. Amen. She is a preacher, a teacher, amen, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But she knows that it is the power of God unto salvation. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a wife. Amen. She is a friend. She is a servant. She is a giver. She's a believer. Amen. She believes the word. She believes the word. It is so transparent in her life. You know, sometimes that, you know, you can tell when people are struggling with the word, and we're growing and maturing, and we all grow, and we all should be growing, and we all should be maturing. Sometimes we are like, I believe it was Thomas who said, Lord, I believe, help out my unbelief. Most Christians, unfortunately, it's a good and a bad thing. If they don't stay locked there, it's a good thing, amen, that they believe, help my unbelief. But in this young lady's life, it is very apparent that she believes. And guess what? If she don't, amen, don't nobody know it but her and God. So I'm telling you, amen, it's powerful. Her life is a powerful movement, amen, of the truth, the frequency, amen, and the power of God's word. Amen. And so it's a pleasure to know her. It's a pleasure, amen, hallelujah, to have her acquaintance and fellowship and working together in this part of the vineyard. So at this time, amen, beloved, I want to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Tanya Norwood, amen, that we might, amen, receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. And to God be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Minister Tanya, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I am.
Thank you.
I am. Good morning. Good morning to you as well, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Good morning, everyone that has joined this morning. Thank you for that introduction. I'm just happy to be able to, I count it a privilege to be able to just be used of our Father in furthering the gospel, the good news, and kingdom building. And as you said a moment ago, this month, the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry has been focused on love. And yourself, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and all those who have brought a message thus far this month have done so in an exceptional way. And so as I ask God what to share, because, you know, I'm always asking him what I should be sharing on his behalf, he gave me an idea, and his word says that he gives us creative ideas. And for you, witty inventions, he gave me the idea to share various scripture this morning on love. So if you have your pen and paper, or if you're going to be using your phone to take some notes, or if you're going to do the replay, because there are a whole lot of scripture. Well, it's not a whole lot. But for some, I find in our churches often, you know, we're given a few scripture, and then whomever might be bringing the word, if they start that, the message is laden with a whole lot of scripture, it's like, oh, this is too much. My word tells me, though, that we should hide God's word in our hearts. first and foremost, that we might not sin against him, and then that we would observe to do the word. You can find that in Psalms 119, verses 11 through 16, that we are to hide his word. That means memorize the Bible verses, not just the Bible verse, but where to find it, that we are to memorize his word, because it's going to help us. It's going to help us to not sin, and it's going to help us to do the word. And whenever we're facing things, we will have immediate recall. We will have immediate recall so that we can open up our mouths and decree and declare what the word of God says. And Lord knows I'm still working on that part of it. But nonetheless, it is my desire to know the word and be able to lean in like I lean in to our Father, to lean into the word for whatever may be happening in my life. And so this morning, I'm just going to share a few scriptures on love. And I pray that God speaks to our hearts as we listen and we become more doers of his word than just hearers of the word. And so I'm going to start with a very familiar passage of scripture, John 3:16. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." John 15:13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And that's just what Jesus did. And Jesus calls us his friends. 1 John 4:9 says, "God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son." 1 John 4:9. "God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into this wicked world to bring us eternal life through his death." Verse 10 of 1 John 4:9 says, "In this act we see what real love is. It is not our love for God, but his love for us. When he sent his son to satisfy his anger, God's anger against our sins." And verse 11 of 1 John 4:9 says, "Dear friends, since God loved us so much as that, we surely ought to love each other too." We surely ought to love each other too. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 says, "Be full of love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased, for Christ's love for you was like a sweet perfume to him." That just blessed me when I read that. "Be full of love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away our sins. And God was pleased, for Christ's love for us was like a sweet perfume to him." Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. 1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us practice loving each other, for love comes from God. And those who are loving and kind show that they are children of God and that they are getting to know him better." Verse 8 of 1 John 4:7 says, I'm sorry, verse 8 of 1 John 4 says, "But if a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God, for God is love. The person who does not love does not know God. God is love. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love." 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. At some point, you should read 1 John chapter 4 in its entirety. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For though we have never yet seen God, when we love," when, not when, I'm not if, when, "when we love each other, God lives in us, and his love within us grows ever stronger. For though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us, and his love within us grows ever stronger, a place to be positioned. St. John chapter 15, verse 12 says, my command, and this is Jesus speaking, my command is this, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17 says, a friend loves at all times. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12 said, hate stirs up conflict, but love covers all offenses. Hatred stirs old quarrels, but love overlooks insults. That's in the Living Bible paraphrase. Hatred stirs old quarrels, but love overlooks insults. 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 8 says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Colossians, the third chapter, verse 14 says, clothe yourself in love. Love is what holds you all together in perfect unity. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 says, be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Is that not marvelous? Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Ephesians 4:2 says that, and verse 3 says, and make an effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit with the peace that ties you together. Hallelujah, glory, glory to God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 says, for dear brothers, you have been given freedom, not freedom to do wrong, but freedom to love and serve each other. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, don't just pretend that you love others, really love them. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, little children, let us stop just saying we love people. Let us really love them and show it by our actions. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14 says, and whatever you do, do it with kindness and love. 1 John, the second chapter, verses 9 and 10 says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. 1 John, the fourth chapter, verse 20 says, if a man says, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? 1 John, the fourth chapter, verse 21 says, this command we have from him, those who claim to love God ought to love their brother and sister also. 1 John, the fifth chapter, the first verse, the second part, part B says, and all who love the Father love his children too. 1 John, the fifth chapter, the second verse says, so you can find out how much you love God's children, your brothers and sisters in the Lord, by how much you love and obey God. And God calls us to love one another. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Makes me think of this song, Dionne Warwick. I think she used to sing it. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's just what the world is missing. Not enough love. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says, love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. Love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. That comes from the Common English Bible. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 36, says, and Master, which is the great command in the law? That question was posed to Jesus, Matthew 22, verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And verse 37, Jesus answered unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Verse 38, this is the first and great commandment. 39, the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. Romans chapter 13, verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. I'll tell you the word, if we are looking for anything, it's filled with all that we need. We just need to take a moment in the word for what we stand in need of, so that the spiritual man may gain strength, and then the physical man would have his healing. Matthew, the fifth chapter, verse 43 says, there is a saying, love your friends and hate your enemies. Verse 44, but I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Verse 45, in this way you will be acting as true sons of your Father in heaven. Verse 36, if you love only those who love you, what good is that? Even scoundrels do that much. Verse 47, if you are friendly only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even the heathen do that. And in Romans 12:2, it just comes to my mind that my translation, the Living Bible paraphrase, says, don't copy the behaviors of this world, but be a new person in all that you do and think. And so to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, Matthew 5:43 would come into play. Anyone can love their friends, but we are commanded to love our enemies. Luke chapter 6, verse 27 says, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Verse 28, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Luke chapter 6, verse 35, love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them. Verse 36 of Luke chapter 6, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter, verse 12 says, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as our love does for you. Remember, the word of God is a full gospel, a full gospel. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, understand, therefore, that God is the faithful God who for 1,000 generations keeps his promises and constantly love those who love him and who obey his commandments. I'm going to read that one more time. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is the faithful God who for 1,000 generations keeps his promises. Aren't you glad about it? And constantly loves those who love him and obey his commands. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says, pay all your debts except the debt of love for others. Never finish paying that. Or if you love them, you will be obeying all of God's laws, fulfilling all his requirements. John chapter 13, verse 34 says, a new command I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Verse 35 of John 13 says, By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. First John, the 5th chapter, verse 3 says, loving God means doing what he tells us to do. And really, that isn't hard at all. Verse 4, for every child of God can obey him, defeating sin and evil pleasure by trusting Christ to help him. I'm going to read that again because there's a whole lot in there. First John, 5th chapter, 3rd verse. Loving God, we say we love God, means doing what he tells us to do. And it goes on, it says, and really that isn't hard at all. I contend because I'm going to raise my hand firsthand and I'm thinking, yeah, doing the word is hard. And I know that a lot of us find doing the word is hard because when I'm praying, sometimes the request that I'm being asked to pray about lends itself to say that we think doing the word is hard. But here in this scripture, it says, and really, that isn't hard at all. Why? Verse 4 of 1 John 5 says, for every child of God can obey him. I didn't write it. I'm just the messenger. For every child of God can obey him, defeating sin and evil pleasure by trusting Christ to help him. That means we don't have to do it on our own. We trust Christ to help us. Do you trust him? Proverbs, then I'm just going to read a series of scripture here that just, as I was reading and looking into the word, just showed up, if you will. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. Remember, it's a full gospel, the Bible. We shouldn't be picking and choosing what we want works for us. The full gospel. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Did you hear what I said? For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. A whole lot of us don't like to be corrected. But Proverbs 3, verse 12 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Revelations, the 2nd chapter, verse 4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 8 says, there's a time to love, a time to hate. Amos verse 5:15 says, hate the evil and love the good. Romans 8:28, one of my favorite verses, because no matter what's happening, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And we know, we don't have to think or ponder, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verse 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows. Money, God wants us to have. He says, when we give, it shall be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto us. He says in his word that will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive, and that can be in the form of us, our treasure. However, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so when God gives us money, it's so that we can be a good steward for what he's given us, and so that we can then turn around to awesome kingdom building and our position to be a blessing. 1 John 4, verses 18 and 19, there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear. Fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because God first loved us. 1 John 4:18-19. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't, the angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Romans 8:39. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. I'm going to turn a little bit in love and go take us into the Song of Solomon, verses 8, 6, and 7. And this is from the Living Bible paraphrase. And seal me in your love with permanent betrothal. For love is strong as death. For love is strong as death, and jealousy as cruel as Sheol. It flashes fire, the very flames of Jehovah. Verse 7, many waters cannot quench the flame of love, neither can floods drown it. If a man tried to buy it with everything he owned, he couldn't do it. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18 says, be happy, yes, rejoice in the wife of your youth. Verse 19 says, let her breasts and tender embrace satisfy you. Let her love alone fill you with delight. Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. 1 Corinthians 13, we know it to be the love chapter. I'm just going to read a portion of it. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is, this is the Living Bible paraphrase. I just love the way it expresses love. It says, love is not just patient, but very patient and kind. Never jealous or envious. Never boastful or proud. Verse 5, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. Verse 6, it is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Verse 7, if you love someone, you will be loyal to him no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him, and always stand your ground in defending him. Corinthians 13:13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 14:1, the King James Version says, follow after charity. The Living Bible paraphrase says, let love be your greatest aim. Jude 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude 21. Listen, Jude, I tell people, it's the cliff notes to the Bible. If you want a very quick picture of the entire Bible, read Jude. Just one chapter, but read it, cliff notes. And Jude 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And I conclude with 1 Chronicles. The 16th chapter, verse 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So this morning, as I went through all of these scriptures, various scriptures around love, just a small snapshot of God's love. If you're listening now or on the replay and you're like, I'm not understanding the love she's talking about. How can you love your enemies and do good to them who persecute you? And how can you just love like that? You can. I'm here to tell you that you can. You just need to get to know God, who is love. And you get to know him through his son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus. And Jesus, he came into the world not to condemn us, but to seek and to save us who were lost. And so this morning I invite you to get to know God, who is love, through his son, Jesus Christ. I invite you to invite him into your heart. Revelation 3:20 says that, behold, he stands at the door, and it's not your physical door, the door to your heart. And he's knocking because he wants to come in. He wants to have relationship with you so you can really understand this love that I've been talking about this morning. His word says, oh, that we would know the depths of this love, although we really, really could never fathom it. But he would want you, if you don't know him, to know how long and wide, how high and deep is his love for you. You just admit that you are a sinner, and the Word of God tells us that we were born in sin, all of us, because of the fall, what happened in the garden with Adam and Eve. We've been all born into sin. We admit that we are a sinner in need of a Savior, and we just ask him to come into our heart. It really is that simple, believing that as we ask him, making that confession that we are a sinner, that he will come in. And as he comes in, we now have blessed assurance that Jesus is our Savior. And then we learn, until we die or he returns, we learn about God, who is love. We learn to make God Lord over every area of our lives. And we learn to walk in this love that I've shared with you a portion of this morning. And so if you made that decision this morning or on the replay to invite Jesus into your heart as Savior, and you want to learn to make him Lord over every area of your life, I want to welcome you to the family of God. And in the family, there is love. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. In the family, there is love. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this glorious day that you've invited us into. I thank you, Father, that you kept good watch over us throughout the evening, that you neither sleep nor do you slumber, and that your thoughts are always turned towards us. I thank you, Father, that you call us your beloved, that we are the apple of your eye, that you call us friend. And Father, I just pray this morning that my brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice or those on replay, Father, that they would understand the importance of agape love, unconditional love, Father, and that we would make that intentional choice to love, Father, as you are love, as your son love. Father, it is not easy, but we don't have to do it in and of our own strength. We can do it as we lean into you, as we lean on Christ. Father, thank you for love. Thank you for your love, Father. And as we love, all men will know to whom we belong, and the world will and can be changed. Thank you, Father, for this time. We love you. I love you. Thank you, Father, for who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. I pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for that presentation on love. Amen. So many wonderful scriptures. All of the scriptures are wonderful. But it gives us an idea, amen, as we research all of those scriptures that you shared with us and the other scriptures available in love, we can truly, truly get a better understanding of the definition of agape. The the number one scripture that I'm taking away, and I did write the majority of the scriptures that you shared, I did write them in my notebook, but my major takeaway was the one that reads, the person who does not love does not know God. I think that sums it all up. That sums it all up. You don't know, you think you're saved. You think you know him. He asked Peter, who do men say I am? Peter gave him a couple things, threw a couple things out. He said, now let's go deeper. Who do you say I am? And so we can really go deep because, beloved, if we, amen, do not know love, we do not know God. Now, it don't get any simpler than that. We try to make it, you know, we're not talking about an artificial deepness. We're talking about the real deep. If you do not know love, you do not know God. And that was my major takeaway. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Awesome presentation. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. And how you did that and your delivery and your presentation. Very, very, very creative and just allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. So thank you so much, Minister Norwood. Amen. You know, we like to always give our presenters an opportunity to make announcements pertaining to anything they desire to announce. So please come back for another minute and share with us. Amen. Your announcements. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, 1 John 4:7, verse 8 says, the person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. That really does sum it all up right there. That really does sum it up all right there. So I just want to say this. I know often you ask me to share about my business, and today I just want to say with regard to my business, because it is important, God does everything decent and in order. He's not a God of confusion. And so in the business, we often say, pose the question, have you written your love letter? Have you written your love letter? And that's what we affectionately call the will, doing the estate planning. And so often we don't put, we don't write that love letter. It's the love letter to our loved ones, those that we say we care so much about. It's not for us, because if we made that decision to invite Jesus into our hearts, we've gone on home to be with our Heavenly Father. But for those that are still left here in the earth, that love letter that you write says that you really were thinking about them. You really were planning for them, knowing that at some point you were going to die. And so you put things in order so that they wouldn't want to jump into that casket and beat you all the way to Jesus, because they're angry. You left things a mess. You're costing them money because you didn't put things in order. It's very important that we write that love letter. Very, very important. And in the nature of what I do in my business, we help our members to do that affordably. You don't have to figure out how to do it. It's a 6-page questionnaire. You just answer some questions, and through answering those questions, the attorneys, they capture what they need to put those official-looking documents in place that stand up in a court of law. Decent and in order. So I would welcome being able to share with you how to do that. And you can reach me through tnorwood.wearelegalshield.com, all lowercase, tnorwood.wearelegalshield.com. Thank you, Apostle Dr. Alfreda.
And you are very, very welcome, Minister Norwood. You know, it's amazing, as you were speaking, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, we try to make an attempt to handle God's business, and we haven't handled our own. We haven't handled our own. We have life insurance. We have, not life insurance, we have car insurance in case something happens, in case there's an accident. We have fire insurance in case there's a fire. But we know we're going to die. It's not in case you're going to die. We know we're going to die, but we don't have our business in order. We don't have life insurance. We don't have a will. We don't have a living will. We don't have a power of attorney. Funeral, pre-need planning. We just ignore it and leave all that burden on our family. Wow. Lord, help us. I was talking to a young lady. I said, okay, so when God calls you home, I said, how do you want to go out? I said, you want a cremation? You want a traditional family, a funeral? She said, I don't know. I said, you don't know. Imagine, so what your family going to go through? If you don't know, can you imagine the burden that you're leaving on all your children? We don't handle our business. And in the black, especially in the Afro-American community, we think it's a curse. And you're putting a curse on me. You're causing me. No, we're not causing you to die prematurely. You ain't going to die until your time to die. But get your business in order. Come on, a will. I mean, for a couple pennies a day, y'all. Come on. This needs to be, we need to talk about this more frequently in our communities and our families, and we need to begin with ourselves. Young man, he shared with us that his father died. He didn't even know when his father died. Amen. They found the packet. Everything was neatly organized. Daddy had taken care of business. He had the will. He had the insurance. He had everything in one brown envelope. And the family didn't have to sweat, didn't have to struggle, didn't have to argue, didn't have to do nothing, didn't even have to pass, didn't have to create no GoFundMe. Everything was done. And I'm telling you, amen, that is a testimony. Beloved, let's get our business in order. Come on, stop making excuses, waiting for tomorrow to do what should have been done yesterday. Reach out to Minister Norwood and let her know you heard her here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you, my sister. All right, y'all. All right, all right, all right, all right. We will be praying today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Coming back for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. At 8 p.m. Come on, Pastor Words. Amen. Join us, join us, join us. This Friday night is our Friday night praise party. Boy, I tell you, the time goes so quickly. We meet every other Friday night at 9 p.m., amen, for our praise party. And this is a Friday coming up. Amen. So please, mark your calendars. Amen. Spread the news. And there's no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. So we are looking forward to that. If the Lord tarry, we always got to throw the Lord. The Bible tells us, you know, we should never make a commitment, future events, unless we throw in the words, Lord willing, because we really don't know. Amen. But if the Lord be willing, we be willing too. Amen and amen. I believe that's all the announcements for today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please visit our website. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and find out more about our ministry. Amen. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And reach out to our minister, Norwood. And we want to just thank all of you for being here today, all of our lovely guests, visitors, amen, and all of our lovely ministry partners. And to you, to you, to you, and to you. As one of our partners will say, Lottie Dottie and everybody. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the services on today. an awesome, awesome, awesome ocean. Minister Norwood took us to the ocean of love. Woo, my God, my God. Lord, help us to drown in it. Help us to drown in your love. Oh, because, Father God, we won't die. The only thing that's going to die is this nasty flesh. It's this carnal flesh. That's the only thing that's going to die in your love. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching us what it means to love, teaching us, helping us to walk that love walk, Father, not be confused, to be clear about it. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you that most of all, you first loved us. And we believe it. We receive it. And we say thank you for it. Thank you. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask right now that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities, home invasion, gas explosions, fires. Ooh, glory be to God. Nuclear war. Oh, Father God, in the name of slip and fall accidents. Oh, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, God, any form of darkness, any form of devastation, Father God, we ask that you would cancel it now by your power divine in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment is condemned, and we will live and not die. We will not die prematurely. But when we do get ready, when it's time, when you get ready for us, help us to have our business in order, Father. Help us to stop being afraid to create a will for a couple dollars. For a couple dollars, God, we spend more than we give Amazon that in a day. God, help us. Help us to start thinking right. Help us to start thinking right, spiritual God. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us to help ourselves. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it shall not, it will not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he's the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Come back and visit us again tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Amen. In Jesus' name. Everybody have a good day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do, oh no, no, yes, I do, I do, I do, let's say that again, I really do.
For the joy inside your glory, for the joy inside your glory. Midnight, Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Yes, I do, Lord.